WTAW News Time is 7:07. It's 76 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Bryan police have arrested a Houston man for the armed robbery of the Prosperity Bank branch at North Texas and Highway 21. Officer Kelly McKeithen says the suspect vehicle was seen about 2 miles south of the bank at Texas and 33rd.
A officer observed a vehicle matching the description that was given to them and tried to follow the vehicle, but then the subject ditched the vehicle right around Hutchins and 33rd.
24-year-old Kydrick Benton was found a short time later along with all the money. No one was injured during the holdup or when Benton was apprehended. It's the second time in as many months witness information from a bank robbery in Bryan has led to an arrest in a short period of time. The Burleson County Sheriff's Office is investigating a kidnapping where the victim got away, then the suspect killed himself. No names have been released. Sheriff Dale Stroud says they received a call from the father of a 20-year-old woman who was concerned for her safety being with a soon-to-be ex-boyfriend.
She was texting her brother, and her brother was with her father. And so at that point in time, they were at the sheriff's office, and we were able to see it. So we were pretty convinced that there was something wrong here, enough that we wanted to find the vehicle as soon as we could.
Authorities found the man's pickup in Brazos County on FM 50 Monday evening. That led to a chase along Highway 21 back into Burleson County.
And he called dispatch in Caldwell and said he was not going to stop, that he was taking her home and he wouldn't stop until he got her home, and then he had nothing to lose.
The pursuit ended on a county road when the suspect vehicle stopped, the woman escaped, and the 36-year-old man from Caldwell shot himself with a rifle. No names have been released. A College Station woman who thought a bag on a local road contained a dirty diaper learned it was a bank bag with $100 bills. Candace Scott told the Eagle the bag had a Chase Bank label, so she took it to a local branch and gave it to the branch manager. Later, Scott was given a $500 cash card. A bank spokesman says the bag contained about $20,000. Employees in the College Station School District will be getting their largest pay raise in 4 years. The school board this week approved a 4% increase. Superintendent Eddie Colson says the district's personnel advisory committee recommended that more money go to wages instead of to benefits.
And ultimately, the committee said that the salary would be probably more important than a benefits contribution. By providing the salary, it gives the employees some options in terms of how they want to proceed with benefits, and those that don't take benefits from the district, it certainly helps them out as well.
Two of the last 3 years, pay was increased by less than 2%, and the other year, the district's contribution to employee benefits was increased by $38 a month. Back in early February, the state school finance system was found to be unconstitutional. Now the judge decided to reopen the case due to new evidence.
I'm setting a trial date of January the 6th, 2014.
Judge John Dietz is not retrying the old case, but opening up a new one. Mark Trachtenberg represents the school districts. He says the focus on this one is the impact of the state legislature's new education laws.
While we think that this legislation was a small step in the right direction, we still feel confident we'll be able to prove the system remains unconstitutional.
This new school finance trial could last up to 6 weeks. In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
Texas Senate Republicans insist proposed new restrictions on abortion facilities are designed to protect women's health. But a tweet yesterday from the account of Republican Lieutenant Governor David Dewhurst said what Democrats have claimed all along, that the plan is an attempt to shut down clinics and all but ban abortion in Texas. Senator Wendy Davis of Fort Worth says she's not surprised.
When I read that, in spite of the fact that I already believed that that was the case, I felt like it was a purposeful deception that was being employed.
Dewhurst's tweet also included a map from Planned Parenthood showing clinic locations that says it would essentially ban abortion statewide. And a government analysis says the merger of American Airlines and U.S. Airways would reduce competition on more than 1,600 routes traveled by more than 53 million passengers. A researcher for the Government Accountability Office also said the loss of competition would be greater than occurred in the 2010 merger of United and Continental Airlines. Executives with American and U.S. Airways have defended their combination, noting that they overlap on only 12 nonstop routes. But the GAO also considers connecting routes as those with at least one stop. WTAW News Time is 7:13. It's 76 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Zwerdeman Flooring. We'll have more news for you at 7:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Need to replace the flooring in your home? The time is now with Zwerdeman Flooring's Summer Warehouse Clearance Sale. Hi, this is Leah. Our warehouse is overstocked, so we're selling everything to make room. Looking for exquisite tile, wood, or laminate flooring? Zwerdeman has it, and it's got to go. Other flooring stores may promise a better selection at the best price, but they can't beat the Summer Warehouse Clearance Sale at Zwerdeman Flooring. Zwerdeman Flooring, we're not the biggest in flooring, but if given the opportunity, we'll show you that we're the best. Call 776-2800 for Zwerdeman Flooring today.
The new Subway $4 lunch is for everyone. It's for value seekers, for veggie eaters, for meat lovers, for spicy Italian lovers, for big appetites, for pickle people, for meatball dreamers, for fitness fanatics, for everyone who wants more of what they love. The new Subway $4 lunch. Tons of 6-inch subs to choose from, like the spicy Italian or meatball marinara, plus a 21-ounce drink all day, every day. It's for everyone. Subway. Eat fresh. Prices and participation may vary. Additional charges for extras, plus tax. See stores for $4 lunch selection. Prices higher in Alaska.
I love the avocado on this Subway sub.
Yeah, well, I love it so much, I started this avocado Facebook page.
Oh, you should post a picture of my new avocado earrings. See?
Oh, yeah. They match this avocado sweater I just knit.
Oops, I forgot to lock my avocado.
Have you met my firstborn son, Avocado?
Everyone loves avocado season at Subway. Add creamy, refreshing avocado to any of your favorites, or try it on the turkey and bacon avocado today. Subway, eat fresh.
Limited time only in participating restaurants. Facebook is a trademark of Facebook, Inc.
There's more than just ice cream in a carton of Bluebell. Picnics and birthdays and welcome home signs. Over 100 years of fond childhood memories. Clear country mornings and the summer sunrise. One taste and you can't help but wonder how Bluebell gets so many good things in a carton that size.
Be prepared for Bluebell Mixed Berries Fruit Bars to set off the wowee alarm on your yummy meter. Real strawberries, raspberries, and blackberries in an all-natural 90-calorie vitamin C-packed fruit bar. Don't forget to hit reset.
One taste and you can't help but wonder how Bluebell gets so many good things in a carton that size.
Look for Bluebell frozen snacks at all Harlan stores and Village Foods in Bryan.
It's here, it's new, and it's now open. Aggieland Spectacles at Mar Eye Center on East 29th Street in Bryan. Aggieland Spectacles, formerly Flanagan Spectacles, is up to date with all of your favorite and fashionable eyewear. Discover Silhouette, Nicole Miller, Harley Davidson, Vera Wang, and many, many more. Eager to serve you with their signature friendly service. Over 25 years optician experience. The all-new Aggieland Spectacles at Mar Eye Center. Open Monday through Friday, 776-6269.
Good morning, it's 7:16, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Call them at 268-ROOF.
High pressure is in control of our weather this morning. We'll be looking at sunshine, some passing clouds. Temperatures today up to about 95 degrees. Clear to partly cloudy weather in the forecast for the overnight. Lows will fall back to 75. Tomorrow should be a sunny and hot day. High temperatures will be at least 95 tomorrow afternoon. Tomorrow night, clear 75. Sunshine on Saturday, highs at least as warm as 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. Johnny Football's back in the news. More overtime games, this time in the Stanley Cup. Bombers baseball and more all coming up. We'll do it for you at 7:50. Or so.
I was across the room. Okay. So I know, you know, nobody else watched it, but I watched the college
baseball.
World.
Hey.
What?
Why is my mic off? I didn't make that sound.
No, it was my fault.
No, it's okay.
Is,
Did anybody blame you?
No, but I noticed that Kevin was talking when my microphone was turned off.
Exhale. My goodness.
Good grief.
Exhale, all right? I turned that down so that if there's any kind of incidental noise by accident from your newsroom, it doesn't show up
right,
on the air.
Right, but it wasn't my fault.
Who said anything was your fault?
Anyway, let's move on.
Did anybody blame you on anything?
Well, having my mic turned off made me feel blamed. I'm sorry. I was hurt and I overreacted. Let's move on.
It's not about the nail.
Kevin is the nail.
By the way, you mentioned the NBA playoffs, and of course, all the world is a titter over that. Maybe not.
The NBA?
Yeah. The NBA finals, of course, means that it's time for us to focus. What, until at least the middle of July, right, on the NBA? But actually, you know, that pro basketball thing is played in other countries as well.
Yes, it is.
It's kind of big around the world. When the new Supreme Leader, Kim Jong-un, decided to get into basketball, they made some changes in North Korea.
This ought to be great.
North Korean basketball is designed to make the game more aggressive and fast-paced. Yeah, again, a long list of things that aren't much fun about the NBA, but how about that? Fast-paced. So, slam dunks are worth 3 points. A three-point...
That's a bigger deal in Korea.
It is. A three-point shot gets 4 points if it doesn't hit the rim. And you lose a point if you miss a free throw. I really like that one. That's a good idea. This naturally encourages nonstop fouling on the court, and you get the worst shooters to the free throw line as much as
possible.
There
you go.
In the last 10 minutes of the game, the score of all the shots are doubled. What it says here, I don't know. Not sure if that's true or not, but boy, it makes for a great story. So. Now, we have a couple of things that are, I mean, sometimes we talk about frivolous stuff here, right? Every once in a while, we'll get into things that aren't that serious.
Here, no.
No. But sometimes, there are some things that are pretty doggone serious. For instance, toilet paper. Almost everybody uses it. But, you know, you have to decide which brands to buy. Do you have a brand preference? Or do you just pick up the biggest, cheapest package available? Consumer Reports put on their lab coats and got to work stirring, pulling, and caressing the various brands of toilet paper to find out which brands are really the best. The top performers are only available at Walmart.
Really?
Those are the Great Value Ultra Strong, Walmart's house brand, and two products from the White Cloud Company. So according to Consumer Reports, the store brand from Walmart
is
the best toilet paper out there.
I'll be darned.
Item number two of stuff that's really important. Is there anything more annoying than opening up your freezer, getting out your favorite ice cream that you didn't finish, and there's crystals on the inside?
Well, having your mic turned off is pretty annoying. I'm just saying. No, there's not many things more annoying than having ice crystals in your ice cream. But that's good in its own way.
Go ahead. Your microphone's on. You can keep talking.
No, I like them. They're crunchy. Yeah. Got some of the flavor in there. Okay.
To keep your favorite flavor ice-free, here's what you do. You press parchment paper onto the surface of the ice cream before replacing the lid.
Thanks, Bobby Flay.
There you go.
Yeah, because that doesn't take time or energy.
If you don't like freezer burn on your ice cream and you don't eat it every day, there are some people who eat some ice cream, put it away, and don't get back to it for a while. Hello?
Yes. On that Great Value story about the paper.
Yes.
There's a middle school in Bryan that every year, one of their honors classes, they do what's called a consumer fair where they compare different products. And my son one year did it for Ziploc bags. And by far, the highest capacity and the highest strength that could hold the most weight were the Great Value Ziploc bags.
No kidding. Surprise.
Yeah, I mean, all the other name brand stuff failed in comparison to what.
Wow.
And I'm not a big Walmart fan, but I got to give them credit when they deserve it.
That's it, fine, yeah.
Yeah, I'm taking that to heart. That's good information.
So, because after all, when the bag fails, And you know, there are enough people out there who have the skeptical child who will fill it with grape juice and then turn it upside down just to make sure the seal's good.
Oh, yeah, let's try this.
Or goldfish.
See if that works, yeah. When police ask a suspected drunk driver for his license, he offered an alternative, a can of beer.
Of course.
26-year-old Omar Medina told them that he wasn't required to cooperate with them, informing them that he was an assassin for the U.S. government who'd killed multiple people.
Nice.
He had had his party on for a while.
It sounds like it.
Now Omar wasn't in the car at the time. He caught the attention of witnesses when he visited a 7-Eleven looking all liquored up. Yeah. They called police, who spoke to Omar in the store's parking lot. Quoting now, based on his physical demeanor, his physical condition, he was obviously intoxicated, so the officer placed him under arrest for DUI. Turns out Medina had, only three earlier DUIs. I guess he hadn't used that that suggestion before. Let me go ahead and say that I'm assassins for the United States, and maybe I can get off
this. Yeah, we'll try that.
Yeah. This is a kind of an odd story that I saw this morning. Initially, after refusing, Chrysler has agreed to comply with a formal government request to recall 2.7 million models of Jeep. Okay, government asked them to, and they said, "Nah, we don't want to." According to the regulators, and again, their words, the Jeep recall will include Cherokee and Liberty models that can catch fire due to positions of the gas tank behind the rear axle. Why would you not want to do that? Why would you not want to let people know?
Yeah,
By the way,
one would think.
The problem has already been responsible for 51 deaths reported from Jeeps igniting after rear-end collisions, according to the National Highway Traffic Safety.
Well, I think they're responsible. Well, you can, if you put a trailer hitch on there, it takes some of the impact.
That was their response?
Yeah, that was one of them, yeah.
The recall involves Jeep Grand Cherokees made between 1993 and 2004, so not right now, as well as Jeep Liberties from 04 to 07. The vehicles affected will be inspected and, if necessary, have the trailer hitch installed to protect the gas tank. You put a trailer hitch on it.
I guess it takes
the impact.
Yeah.
How did you get a design flaw like that? I mean, to get to that point, bring Ralph Nader back, right?
Save yeah, no kidding.
Speed. But and again, 51 deaths, and I guess the most interesting thing I find is that the Chrysler said that's okay. We don't want to recall them. Well, no. Let's go ahead and recall him.
Yeah.
That'd be a pretty good
idea.
If
you don't mind.
Yeah. Hello?
So is that known as the Jeep Pinto?
Exactly. Hello?
Now, Scott, I know a good lawyer-old enough to remember the Pinto.
Yeah, exactly. There we go.
I see a recurring theme.
Two Pinto references. Hello?
Hello. How are you today?
Oh, doing fine. Thanks.
Hey, the old Mustang just had that same problem. The gas tank was located in the back and ruptured during collision.
Clear. Okay, well, but again.
Didn't that all start with a Corvair?
Well, no, that's what he's saying. No, I think it was the Pinto. I think that, but I'm not sure. And then they had some trucks that had saddlebag gas tanks had the same problem. Hello?
So to answer your question, how do you get a design flaw like that?
Yeah.
We have three or four generations deep now and being trained on how to do things the wrong way.
The yard. Yeah. Taste the best big burger in town? Head to Copy Bridge Bar and Grill. Celebrating over 20 years of serving Aggieland, the best big burger in town. And Copy Bridge has been voted the best burger in the Brazos Valley for over a decade. And for those of you with smaller appetites, try the quarter pound version of the award-winning goodness. And enjoy happy hour all day on Wednesday at both locations. While you're there, try one of their new menu items, guaranteed to satisfy hungry Aggies. Find Copy Bridge on Harvey and Welborn Road, both in College Station.
Good morning, 726, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products. Located 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway or at morefeed.com. High today about 97, low around 75, and, well, I don't know, they're telling us that through Monday, but it's probably that till it isn't anymore.
That's
the summertime,
right?
Yeah, winds right now are from the south at 5 miles an hour, 94% relative humidity, and it's 76.
If you're a current hearing aid user, now is the time to upgrade. Through the end of June, Audible Hearing Centers is offering rebates of up to 100% trade-in value on your old hearing aids off the MSRP when you upgrade to the newest digital technology. Don't miss your chance to upgrade your hearing aid and receive up to 100% trade-in value on your old hearing aids at Audible Hearing Centers. Space and appointments limited, so call now, 779-3070, 779-3070, or visit audiblehearing.com.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byanski at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
House Republicans have begun efforts to reform our immigration laws. The Democrats are, of course, angry about it. In response to the regime ignoring immigration laws that they don't like, South Carolina Republican Trey Gowdy put together a bill that he calls the Strengthen and Fortify Enforcement Act. It has four basic components. It allows local and state authorities to enforce existing federal immigration law. It makes passport and visa fraud aggravated felonies, punishable by deportation. It provides money to build more detention centers, and lastly, cracks down on immigrants who pose a danger. Gowdy is a former federal prosecutor. He says if local law enforcement's up to the task of investigating homicides, he trusts they'll be able to handle immigration cases. He says nothing undercuts the fabric of this republic like people picking and choosing which laws they're going to enforce or which ones they're going to ignore for political gain. Now, Clarissa Martinez of the National Council of La Raza is angry. She said that the proposed legislation would put a bullseye on the forehead of every Latino in America. Other Democrats chimed in, calling it bad legislation and bad policy. Now, what are they objecting to? Having law enforcement enforce existing law, punishing those who falsify passports and visas, having space to hold lawbreakers, and apprehending dangerous people. Now, obviously, your safety and security don't matter a bit to these people, these liberals. Creating a permanent voting underclass that'll keep the Democrats in power forever. That's what really matters.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Charles answered the phone. It was the police. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. You see, LifeLock uncovered multiple fraudulent credit applications. They shut them down. They helped Charles restore his good name and credit. Identity theft is a global crime, and you cannot fight it alone. Stories like this remind me why I chose to protect myself and my family with LifeLock Ultimate. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com/rush for details and a special 10% discount. Or just call and use the promo code RUSH to get the special 10% discount. 800-444-2810. 800-444-2810. 800-444-2810. Network does not cover all transactions, and the scope may vary.
Nestled in the heart of Aggieland, Emerald Ridge Estates is Aggieland's premier upscale gated subdivision. With tracts up to an acre and a half, Emerald Ridge Estates provides the peace of being in the country while possessing all the benefits of city utilities. At Emerald Ridge Estates, you'll experience privacy with convenient access to the middle of College Station. Priced from the 140s, Emerald Ridge Estates has only a few lots remaining. Purchase your piece of Aggieland in Emerald Ridge Estates by calling Jason Byanski with BCR Real Estate at 219-5555 or visit EmeraldRidgeEstates.com. Today.
3 years before the founding of Texas A&M, ANCO Insurance was insuring cotton barges carrying cargo on the Brazos River. Today, our clients include farmers and ranchers, large industry and major corporations, as well as the store around the corner. Customer service and the best insurance products and services are our primary focus. We have the experience to help your business in today's stressful times. Visit ANCO Insurance at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 76 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Health System, reaching out in more ways than ever before. St. Joseph Health System, closer to home. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. What began as a kidnapping between Brian and Caldwell Monday afternoon ended with the victim escaping and the suspect killing himself. Burleson County Sheriff Dale Stroud says before authorities found them Monday night, a 36-year-old Caldwell man accused of taking a 20-year-old woman against her will had driven through parts of four counties before stopping at an oil pad off of FM 50.
There's a great number of oil pads up and down 50. Between Highway 21 at the Brazos River and Highway 79. So there's considerable mileage there with lots of locations. And to compound the matter, you had tall corn crops now that are big enough that we're hiding some of the locations. So it's difficult to see without stopping and actually getting into some of those.
Stroud says a DPS trooper was the first to find the suspect's pickup. That resulted in a chase back into Burleson County, which ended on a county road west of Cook's Point.
His tires were spiked at the county road, and from there his pace slowed down until it was barely a fast walk, at which point close to her home, the girl hit the door handle and jumped out. And with police right behind him, they recovered her right quick.
The victim got out, and the man shot himself with a rifle. No names have been released. The suspect lived in Caldwell. For the second time in as many months, there's been an armed robbery of a bank in Bryan where there was a quick arrest following the sighting of the getaway vehicle. Officer Kelly McKeithen says 24-year-old Kydrick Benton of Houston was found a short time after police saw him driving what matched the description given by witnesses.
And they were able to link him through evidence that was at the scene and recovered the money. I'm not really allowed to give out those evidentiary items just so that we don't jeopardize the integrity of the case.
Benton had ditched his vehicle near Texas and 33rd, about 2 miles south of the Prosperity Bank at Texas and Highway 21. No one was injured during the robbery or when Benton was arrested. An unemployed teacher from College Station received a $500 cash card for returning a bank bag that contained $20,000 in $100 bills. Candace Scott told the Eagle she thought the bag contained a dirty diaper as she was driving by. Upon further inspection, after stopping, she found two bundles of cash with a Chase label. She went to a nearby Chase branch and dropped off the bag. Two of the last 3 years, employees in the College Station School District received pay raises of less than 2%. Next year, there will be a 4% increase following school board action this week. Superintendent Eddie Coulson supported the recommendation.
Their decision in a very tight budget, I think, shows their commitment to doing what they can to help our employees with cost of living adjustments.
Dr. Coulson says next year's CSISD budget is projected to have a deficit of nearly $4 million. It would be covered by the district's fund balance or savings account, which contains more than $31 million. Republicans and Democrats are expected to square off over Governor Perry's pro-life bills again today. Center stage will be the House State Affairs Committee.
Senate Bill 5 will be among the bills debated. State Senator Bob Dole, a doctor, authored the section calling for upgrades to the health standards of abortion clinics.
This is really designed just to make things safer and that it won't close any clinics. It shouldn't close any clinics.
State Rep Donna Howard, a registered nurse, takes exception.
It's only to make it so costly that these facilities will have to be forced to close down and again severely limit access.
The bills could hit the full House for debate tomorrow. In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
Now that there are new state education laws, the district judge who found the Texas public school financing system unconstitutional is allowing for another trial to submit new evidence.
I'm going to require the parties to replead to allow the additional evidence.
That's Judge John Dietz talking to the lawyers, including Rick Gray, who represent more than 400 school districts.
We're still going to see very significant gaps between what the wealthy districts have available to them and what the poor districts have available to them.
The trial will begin on January 6th and could run as long as 6 weeks. And a bomb threat was received yesterday at the courthouse in Belton, where the adjacent Justice Center is where the man accused of the Fort Hood shooting rampage is being held. Bell County Sheriff Eddie Lang says both buildings were evacuated and the jail placed on lockdown after receiving a threat to meet the demands of Major Nadal Hassan. The sheriff says Hassan has made no demands. Nothing was found after bomb-sniffing dogs went through the historic courthouse and the jail. Also, employees were allowed to return long after the caller said the bomb would explode. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 76 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. We'll have more news for you at 8:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You can tell a lot about a place by the warmth of its character, the beauty of its open spaces, and the goodness of its people. Here in the Brazos Valley, we're proud of our way of life. We believe in friendships that last, and values that endure, and looking out for each other and giving something back. Since 1936, St. Joseph has touched the lives of more people in our community than any other healthcare system. It's been our passion, but it's also been our privilege. Today, we're reaching out in more ways and more places than ever before to make the good life possible in the best place on earth. St. Joseph Health System, closer to home.
Hi, I'm Brian Windham.
And I'm Allison Windham.
And we're Windham Construction.
Remodeling is a story. It has a beginning, middle, and an end. The beginning is planning and design, the middle, quality construction, and the end, your happily ever after. If you're ready to write your story, we can help you get it done. Windham Construction provides good quality, dependability, and great results. Whether you want to remodel your kitchen or build an addition, it's a great time to get started. Call us today. Windham Construction, 324-8596.
Glass has basically stayed the same for a long time, but how you use glass can change, well, every day. And, you know, since 1946, Acme Glass has been here for you when you need glass or when you want glass. More often than not, you need glass. You need to get something replaced, and they understand the importance of responding quickly. Whether it's a commercial application in your home or in your vehicle, Acme Glass will respond quickly and make sure that glass gets replaced. And if it means them coming to you to have that done with your vehicle, then obviously they'll do that for you. Just give them a call, either of their locations, downtown Bryan on Main Street or in College Station across from the main entrance at A&M. Now, it could be a glass project that you're working on. You need a piece of glass cut to size. You want to put a straight line bevel on a mirror. You can do that at Acme Glass. Now, they've opened a half day on Saturday, which makes it convenient for you if you've got a project you need to work on, or maybe your vehicle is tied up during the week and the weekend is the only time you can get the work done. Those are the kind of things that make a difference. The reason that Acme Glass has been the answer to glass problems for people since 1946. Again, two locations, downtown Bryan and in College Station across from A&M. Acme Glass.
Saturday, June 22nd from 8 a.m. to 2, bring your dog to the annual Dog Day at Producers. Protect your pet with a rabies vaccination, shampoo, and dip, all for just $10 each. There will be microchipping available, pet supplies, refreshments, and much more. Remember, though, it's dogs only, no cats allowed. Proceeds go to help kids at the Still Creek Ranch. Producers Dog Day, Saturday, June 22nd from 8 a.m. to 2. Your dog's gonna love it. Producers, everything ag. On Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of Highway 21.
Good morning. It's 7:40. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Johnson Performance and Wellness Center. Find yourself at Johnson Performance and Wellness Center. Log on to drdrewjohnson.com or call 361-1162. Here's some numbers.
High pressure's in control of our weather this morning. We'll be looking at sunshine, some passing clouds. Temperatures today up to about 95 degrees. Clear to partly cloudy weather in the forecast for the overnight. Lows will fall back to 75. Tomorrow should be a sunny and hot day. High temperatures will be at least 95 tomorrow afternoon. Tomorrow night, clear 75. Sunshine on Saturday. Highs at least as warm as 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Seabrook took it back, top of the race for the fire. She scores!
That was in overtime again in the Stanley Cup playoffs. We'll get you caught up with that. Also, Johnny Football back in the news and a whole lot more with Bombers Baseball coming up with sports in 10. Ha-ha! Nothing like MIDI samples to start your morning.
You know
wow.
It. So, because, I mean, the only version of the song I
found Oscar Mayer Wiener?
From, like, 1957, and it was scratchy and sounded nasty, so I thought I'd play this. So, what is a hot dog really? Of course, you may not want to know, which is probably a good thing.
As long as you don't find bones in it.
Well, lawmakers in California are now crafting a legal definition. Hot dog means... Well, that's annoying. Hot dog means a whole cured cooked sausage that is skinless or stuffed in a casing that may be known as a Frankfurter, Wiener, Red Hot, Vienna, Bologna, garlic bologna, or knockwurst, and may be served in a bun or a roll.
That's like a whole family of meat.
It is. So why did the Assembly Health Committee go to the trouble of defining the term for the sake of hot dog vendors?
Because there was nothing else to do in California.
They solved all the problems.
Have they found in California that hot dogs cause cancer to pregnant women? Haven't you ever seen all those signs, like everything, it's like no one else cares, and it's like, the state of California has proven that this product causes...
No, I hadn't seen that, but
birth,
you know,
defects and blah, blah, blah.
Since they're hawking already cooked meat, since they have to boil the dog,
sure.
They want to be held to less strict sanitation standards than the vendors who actually cook raw meat like bratwurst.
Oh, I see.
Committee proposed the change.
Now, no, I don't want lower standards.
Yeah, no, we don't want lower standards on hot dogs. Well, or any
that
of that stuff.
That is sketchy.
Any of that stuff. I mean, or thank boudin either while we're talking
about
it.
Thank you very much.
But
rat dogs.
But the idea, I mean, I don't know if you remember that somebody had a deal where you could electrocute a hot dog. You know, you take the wiener and you put it in this some sort of a machine. I want to say Black and Decker made it or somebody. And
oh, I remember that.
And actually what it did was it sent an electric current through the hot dog and cooked it that way. And I think it had a place to put a bun underneath there. I don't remember what the hot dogger, I think, is what it was called.
I think you're right.
And
was
so,
it in Sky Mall?
Well, now what they had talked... No. It was available out there, you know, at Service Merchandise, as a matter of fact. So there, if you remember Service Merchandise. And but the idea was that there was no really perfect way to cook a hot dog because you'd microwave it, and that'd split the ends, and that looked pretty nasty. You'd grill it outside. I mean, there are people who like to char it outside. Or, you know, you'd boil it. But with this thing, you know, it was cooked to perfection, so to speak, I guess is what they're saying. Yeah.
I've been saying I guarantee it for years.
Oh. He's unemployed!
And you ain't saying it anymore. That's George Zimmer, known for, well, you know, at least discerning men's clothing. The guy behind Men's Warehouse, he was fired yesterday from the company he founded.
It's just like Apple.
Yeah.
It's like being kicked out of the house by your children.
He founded the company 40 years ago. The company's brief statement didn't say why, but Zimmer offered a statement of his own.
Oh, good.
64-year-old claims he's been talking to the board of directors about his concerns with where the company was headed. The board, he says, quote, has inappropriately chosen to silence my concerns, end quote.
Mm.
He was a substitute school teacher when he started the discount clothing chain back in 1973. He was the CEO from 1991 to 2011. I don't know if it was the beginning of the Men's Warehouse, but I remember that when I was, I guess I was about 20, maybe, I guess that's about right, there was a warehouse where they sold suits in Houston, and it's right at 290. It's at 290 and 610. There's a warehouse district still there to this day, and we went in there, and it was a warehouse that sold suits, and I don't know that that wasn't the beginning of the Men's Warehouse. It was longer than 40 years ago, but nonetheless, I like the idea that he was a substitute teacher who decided, let's go do something different.
So,
up until now. And look, he's not hurting, okay? And apparently, in the last commercial, his voice was used, but his image was not, so they've kind of been... Hmm. I guess decided
weeding him out for a while.
Yeah, gotta go ahead and do that. Well, all right. They didn't find Jimmy Hoffa's body. Dadgum.
Didn't they find remains of somebody else though?
I don't know. I don't follow body searches very often. But anyway, this one we told you about it earlier this week. Tony Zarilli, former mafia guy, who is trying to hawk something. Anyway, he said that they north of Detroit was where he was buried, but. The FBI's, they've pulled the plug on the search again. But we do seem to be fascinated by this in some ways. You know, we want to find him somewhere romantic, like East Rutherford, New Jersey.
Yeah, they proved he's not there. He's not in Giant Stadium.
Yeah, in Meadowlands. You know, that would have been great. But anyway. Okay. Law enforcement officials say they have uncovered a bizarre terror plot in which an alleged Ku Klux Klan member was trying to sell a mobile death ray device. that would shoot a lethal radiation beam at unsuspecting targets.
Are they this even possible?
Well, the federal complaint filed in Albany by the FBI states that Glendon Crawford, who is in fact an industrial mechanic at General Electric, developed the device and then tried to sell it to Jewish groups and another branch of the KKK. The device was supposed to be mounted on the back of a truck. Okay.
That's awesome.
Now, does it have to be a dually, I wonder? Well, anyway. But the problem is, and then what you would do is by remote control, you could silently beam radiation at Muslims, for instance, either killing them or giving them radiation sickness. Now, until you read a little bit further down in the story where you see that Crawford couldn't actually build the device because he had never actually obtained a radiation source. But by golly, if he'd gotten one, they'd have been able to do it. But the undercover FBI agent he was dealing with pretended to be a supplier of said radiation equipment, like X-ray tubes used in construction projects. They were kind of leading Crawford on by giving him the idea on how to be a terrorist. Still, Crawford called two synagogues and pitched his idea, describing how, quote, the device's capabilities as Hiroshima on a light switch, end quote, and using, quote, everything with respiration would be dead by morning after it had been turned on.
Holy cat.
I mean, someone like that really needs to read more, you know? Or something.
What would that do for him?
Gotta fix their brain.
Well,
I
don't think reading is going to fix this guy's brain. But I mean, again, the whole idea, everything with respiration would be dead by morning, which is the same thing that happens if you watch Honey Boo Boo.
When your memories matter, let Specialties Photography print your special moments. Specialties offers quality photo printing from your images. They also handle black and white imaging, photo restoration, prints from slides, wallet size prints to poster size prints, all at an affordable price with customer service you won't find at a big chain. When your memories matter, make it Specialties Photography. Specialties Photography is your locally owned one-stop photo print shop. Call 696-9898 or visit them online at specialphoto.com.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Removing unwanted hair is one of those never-ending jobs we just dread. If you're fed up with all the shaving, waxing, and plucking, it's time to see Childs Dermatology. They can offer permanent hair reduction with the state-of-the-art Elite MPX laser. It's fast, painless, and your first step to tossing the tweezers and razors. Unwanted hair is a chore no more with the Elite MPX laser and Childs Dermatology. Rejuvenate, refresh, repair at Childs Dermatology. Call 696-4444 or visit childsdermatology.com.
Sometimes reaching out to people in need can seem so complicated, but what if all it takes is a bar of chocolate? Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. In the aftermath of World War II, Berlin was a city divided. Adding to political tensions, the Soviet Union blocked supply transports from entering sectors controlled by the Western Allies. To get humanitarian aid into the city, the Allies organized the Berlin Airlift and flew in supplies around the clock. During one of the missions, pilot Gail Halverson met several of the German children and promised he'd drop candy during his next flight. The following day, his crew dropped gum and chocolate, attached to handkerchief parachutes, and Operation Little Vittles was born. By the time the campaign ended, they had dropped thousands of pounds of sweets over Berlin. Even considering the planning such an airlift required, it was one act of unassuming compassion that sparked an even greater triumph, giving hope to a defeated people. Giving to others doesn't have to be complicated or extravagant. Just start with one thing your family might do to give someone hope. Mow your neighbor's lawn, shovel their driveway in winter, volunteer an hour of your time at a homeless shelter, or give a few extra canned goods to the local food bank. It may not seem like much, but to someone in need, even small expressions of thoughtfulness like this can add up to something significant. For more to help your family thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Yo, what's up? Right Brand Bacon here. I'm the bigger, better bacon. Bacon that makes a bold statement. We're talking major slices of thick, meaty bacon. I'm so big you could serve me to the presidents on Mount Rushmore.
When I'm on the grill sizzling, I smell so incredible. It attracts guys faster than a half-price bikini car wash. I'm so tender.
Right
so
brand bacon. Bigger, better bacon. Find out more at biggerbetterbacon.com.
I'm at a local golf course to talk Gold Bond powder with the Phillips foursome. You guys look uncomfortable.
Man, it's humid.
My shirt's stuck to my back.
My feet are funky.
And I'm itchy in all the wrong places.
I've heard enough. Phillips foursome, relief starts now.
Good.
Gold Bond medicated body and foot powders are proven to relieve itch, odor, and wetness with that cooling, feel-good, refreshing kick.
Feels great.
Itch-free, baby.
Couldn't be happier to hear that. Gold Bond powder. Relief starts now.
Howdy, good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. It's 7:52. Johnny Football's tweet about leaving College Station has been worked to death, but according to the Dallas Morning News, it's not the first time Manziel considered leaving. If you'll remember back last summer, Manziel was arrested for an incident in Northgate. Coach Sumlin said his quarterback was disciplined internally, and the Dallas Morning News, citing a source with knowledge of the situation, reported that Manziel was initially suspended for the entire 2012 season. If the ruling had been upheld on appeal, the source told the paper Manziel would have felt it was necessary to transfer. In more A&M football news, returning All-American Johnny Manziel and Jake Matthews headline a large group of Aggies on the preseason All-SEC team selected by Athlon Sports. 10 Aggies earned the spot in the prestigious 2012 squad, including Manziel, taking the first-team quarterback honors. And to see the entire list, go to the sports section at WTAW.com.
Seabrook took it back, top of the race with the fire. She scores! Hawks win! Seabrook with a bomb from the top of the right circle in the Boston zone. Finds its way past to the rest.
The Stanley Cup Finals are tied at 2 games apiece after Brent Seabrook scored with 9:15 in the third overtime game of the series to give the Blackhawks a 6-5 win over the Bruins in Boston. Here's Seabrook after the game winner.
Both teams have great goaltenders. We got lots of confidence in Crow and Tuukka's been playing unbelievable. You know, we got a few goals, and they had to answer that, and it was just one of those games where they got a few in the power play, and we got some bounces, and it was a big game. It was nice to get a few past Tuukka.
Patrick Kane scored once and had an assist for the Blackhawks, who squandered leads at 1-0, 4-2, 5-4, and then going 129 minutes without putting one past Rask. Game 5 is Saturday in Chicago. The Bombers and the Strikers were nothing if not entertaining for fans last night as it went back and forth for several innings and had 4 home runs. Here's Coach Dixon on the lack of defense for the Bombers.
Bryce wasn't all the way settled in early. And then, you know, third inning there, they got a few and gave him a 3-run home run. But he competed real well. Gave us 6 strong, gave us a chance to win. And then late, we missed a few locations in our counts, and they put good swings on him.
In a less-than-defensive struggle, the Woodlands nipped the Brazos Valley Bombers 11-10. Minnesota Twins have signed right-hander Cole Stewart, the 4th overall pick in the Major League Draft. Stewart was recruited and offered by A&M both football and baseball. He opted for the $4.5 million, though, and went with the Twinkies. Oregon State stayed alive in the College World Series by defeating Indiana 1-0, eliminating the Hoosiers. Matt Boyd allowed the Beavers to win the first 1-0 game in College World Series since 1985, striking out 11 while tossing a 4-hitter.
Kirkman hits a high drive well up the alley in left center field. Long one back for Smith. That ball is history.
David Murphy added 3 hits and scored twice as the Rangers beat Oakland 9-4. Richie Weeks and Aramis Ramirez homered to lift the Milwaukee Brewers to a 3-1 victory over the Houston Astros. San Antonio Spurs are preparing for Game 7 of the NBA Finals tonight. That's against the Heat in Miami. The Spurs blew a 5-point lead with 28 seconds to play before losing Game 6 in OT. And here's Manu Ginobili. He can't remember the last time a team suffered a tougher loss.
Easy is very hard when you're so close. We were a free throw, we're an offensive rebound, we're an uncomfortable 3 away from winning the championship. It's not a game 3, 4, or 2. It was a championship, and that hurts, and that will hurt till we don't win the next game.
Game 7 is tonight. The Montreal Impact in the MLS beat the Houston Dynamo 2-0 last night. Felipe Martinez and DeMarco DeVio scored in the first half for the Impact. And finally, Tiger Woods announced on his website yesterday that the tournament that he hosts, the AT&T National, he's going to have to sit that one out. Quote, I was examined after I returned home from the U.S. Open, and doctors determined that I have an elbow strain. That's your sports. It's brought to you by WTAW. I'm Kevin O'Connor on Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
The BMW 3 Series is the only car to win Car and Driver's 10 Best 22 years in a row. As in, the 3 Series isn't one of a few to do this, it's one of one to do this. No other vehicle has ever done it in the history of Car and Driver. Not Audi, not Mercedes, never, ever, 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 ever. Come see why for yourself. The BMW 3 Series. We only make one thing, the ultimate driving machine.
Visit Garland Shelton BMW. See them on the web at garlandsheltonbmw.com.
What do you get when you add thousands of energy-saving LEDs, CFLs, halogens, and other light bulbs to the wide selection of batteries for cars, laptops, cell phones, and other devices at a Batteries Plus? Well, for one thing, you get a new name. Batteries Plus is now Batteries Plus Bulbs. Batteries Plus Bulbs. Get what you need.
Batteries Plus is now Batteries Plus Bulbs. Visit Batteries Plus Bulbs in College Station on the corner of Texas and Holloman. Batteries Plus Bulbs. Get what you need.
Come on down to Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Ready to get started on your next metal project? Let Hilco guide you through the entire process. They can design a metal building to fit your needs and set you up with a contractor to help with construction. The Hilco staff has broad experience with building designs ranging from carports, garages, and hay barns to office warehouses, mini storage, and the newest trend of barn dominiums, which combine living quarters with shop space for the ultimate country retreat. Give them a call at 936-825-0500 or visit HilcoSupply.com.
Come on down to Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Hilco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825-0500 or HilcoSupply.com.
Newstalk 1620 WTAW, about a minute till. You know, I don't watch it, and I said I don't, but the NBA playoffs were the top three most watched shows last week.
They're incredible basketball games this season.
Yeah,
I mean, really good hoops.
Again, it's NBA, but nonetheless, yeah. I mean, the top three games. Then The Voice was number four, followed by America's Got Talent. No, they don't. Then The Voice again.
Some yes, some
NCIS,
no.
Yeah, Big Bang Theory. There's Big Bang Theory and NCIS Los Angeles. Yeah. So that's the big ball games tonight, huh? Number seven, huh?
Yes.
Yeah, it'll be fun. All right, here we go. Deputies in Florida say that two women arrested for drinking wine inside Walmart. According to the arrest report, the women, that'd be one Alicia Potter and Megan Beck, took their wine from the shelf and started drinking as they walked through the store.
In the store.
Yeah, I kind of like that. Okay, so now let's turn our attention to San Francisco. You know, they always want to be on the cutting edge, and so they've got these, their much maligned bus system. They have these brand new snazzy bioelectric hybrid buses. Had the dedication yesterday. The mayor sitting right there in the front seat.